You're listening to SBS News.
When IS swept into the Iraqi city of Karakosh in 2014, Mukul Sabash's family fled for their lives and found safety here in Australia. Now the refugee is fighting to bring fellow Iraqi Christians on humanitarian visas, including his extended family, to Australia.
We are asking the organization here or the government through different approaches or different ways that we need to do something for those people. We can't leave them behind.
Mr. Habash's family are some of the nearly 7,000 humanitarian visa holders in limbo overseas, locked out by Australia's COVID travel ban.
Their financial situation is very worse, and accessing and affordability to access medical treatment is very hard for them.
There have been close to 1,900 travel exemptions requested by refugees overseas. More than 500 exemptions have been requested in Jordan, but only 36 have been granted. Of the close to 200 requests in Lebanon, 17 have been successful, while in Iraq around 150 requests have been made and 18 have been approved. Refugee advocates say the high numbers of exemption rejections could put lives at risk in the long run. Dr. Louise Olive is the Senior Policy Advisor for the Refugee Council of Australia.
The longer that refugees are left in that state of limbo, not being able to get access to a sort of a more permanent solution to their displacement, I think the more vulnerable people become, you know.
The Refugee Council and the United Nations High Commission for Refugees have called on the Australian government to look at granting an amnesty to humanitarian visa holders so they can get out safely.
Those solutions are actually achievable even within existing capacities. And, you know, a very first step would be to be able to grant humanitarian visa holders exemption to travel. That just gives them the chance to be able to start to book tickets.
In a statement, the Australian Border Force says exemption rejections were not taken lightly and were carefully considered by senior staff from a humanitarian perspective on a case-by-case basis. Meanwhile, Mr. Habash and his young son hope to see their family again one day soon. Alan Lee, SBS News.